Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7-800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Let's get to it. Zach Brown, if we had a couple more of you, this team would be sailing toward the postseason. 13 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 4 tackles for loss lived in the backfield, 2 quarterback hits, and you forced a fumble last night. It can't do much more than you did. Now, I congratulated him and tweeted out a compliment about his performance, to which 11 people tweeted me and told me how bad he was in coverage last night. And I realized today was going to be a very long day. He was on the wrong end of a touchdown pass to a back out of the backfield. Very tight coverage. Very good coverage. It took toe tapping in the side of the end zone and a perfect pass from Carson Wentz to beat him. I guess complain if you'd like to. But Zach Brown, to me, is as good an inside linebacker as there's in football. He's probably the fastest guy at his position, and I hope he's here for a long time.
Gasser.
Jay Gruden, I think you're a pretty good offensive mind. In fact, I think you're a really good offensive mind. I know this. If you've got something set up and designed where Jordan Reed blocks, it's a bad design. If there is a play where Jordan Reed has to block another human being, that play is going to fail. All we have is a massive amount of samples of that. So when there is a pass play and there's old lady six stuck in the backfield trying to block a defensive end, that's going to end poorly. Please never, ever have him block. Figure out a different way to use him. I understand it's hard. You'd like a tight end to be able to block. Not in our skill set. Same way I don't ask DeSean Jackson to block. I'm not asking 86 to do it ever again. Every play that he blocks is doomed. It fails and it stinks and it puts you back behind the sticks. Drive killing, soul killing plays. Never have 86 block ever again. Thank you very much for your compliance.
Yes, sir.
Third down offense, particularly in the first half over their first five. Third and one can't convert. Third and two can't convert. Third and two can't convert. Those are third and short, winnable downs and distances where games are decided. Stay on the field. Keep your defense, which is completely regressed to the 2016 form with all the injuries, off of the field. The only way you can win is by scoring 30-plus. That's how we're going to win at this point in Washington, D.C. That's how the Redskins are going to emerge victorious, 33 and 34 points a game. You can't do that going three and out, and you can't do that failing on third and two. Some of this is routes run short of the stick. Some of this is play design against all-out blitzes where nobody's hot and no one's available at the sticks. I don't care. Someone, whether it's Cousins, whether it's Reed, whether it's Crowder, someone's got to make a play and win a one-on-one matchup, and they didn't do it.
Gasser.
Ryan Gregg, get the first down, get the first down, get the first down, get the first down. It's so important. It's so important. Be desperate. Get the first down. Get the first down. This is not a leisurely stroll, a 7-on-7 on a damn Wednesday. Get the first down. You had space. You had time. You had no effort, no inclination to even try for a first down. Let me make a juke move. Catch the ball and get upfield. If you would like, sir, I will find some YouTube videos of Arthur Monk. He put on a clinic every time. If you needed 5, by God, he got 6. Get up the field, you jackass. It's so precious. Get the first down. Get it.
Gasser.
Terrell Pryor. That'll do.
Gasser.
No, but seriously, though, Terrell Pryor. Can we just think about it? Terrell Pryor.
Tell me more. Yes, sir. Tell me more about his size, though. Tell me more about his speed. Tell me more about what he looks like in a uniform. Tell me more about how you've already developed. So scoff at Chris Russell when he asks you about your development. Tell me more about yelling at Dan Steinberg after a game in the preseason because the drops are in the preseason, though. Tell me more last night, Randy Moss, about what a specimen he is before the game and what a baller he is. I want to scream as loud as I possibly can. I've said this so many times on the show. I can't play in the NFL. I don't pretend to be able to. There's one thing that I can do that NFL players are asked to do, and that's catch a football with no one around you. If you can't do that, you cannot help me. If you cannot do that, go away. Get away from me. Get to the sideline and stay there. He was asked about
or are you okay with your play time tonight? And I saw some, I think Brody Logan from Fox tweeted out, Terrell Pryor was okay, or Terrell Pryor didn't have anything negative to say about playing less. If he did, I would have jumped through my computer screen. Jay Gruden was asked about him last night. We'll play the audio. He should have said, yeah, well, he can't catch the ball, and every time we throw to him, something bad happens. So that's why he's on the sideline right now. That'll do.
Gasser.
I'd like to add a new Philadelphia Eagle to the Hall of Hatred. This is the John Runyon Hall of Hatred. His neck beard, his back neck beard, by the way. So he had a front neck beard, which was already disgusting. But that fat, slobbery idiot had a back neck situation where the end of his hairs needed to be trimmed so badly, but he wouldn't do it. It connected to all of his back hair. He cheap shotted people for years. I'd like to add Derek Barnett to the John Runyon Hall of Fame. I hate Derek Barnett. Cheap-shotted Brandon Scherff a couple times and had plenty to say about himself. I now despise him. He's a good player. He's a rookie that will torment us for a long time, and I hate 96's guts. So, Derek Barnett, congratulations. I hate you, you piece of blank.
Gasser.
We're going to be taking your game balls and your gassers on the phones in just a couple of minutes, so line them up, 800-636-1067. Jamison Crowder, probably my favorite player on the team last year. I think I gave him the MVP award on offense last season, rightfully so. What has happened to you? Two catches, 28 yards, 20-yard reception. Didn't have a huge problem with him on offense because he didn't drop any passes. He didn't just run out of bounds short of the sticks or do anything particularly maddening. It was just that four balls targeted for him didn't get to him. Fine. I can live with that. He fumbled another punt.
What is going on?
He fumbled another return. That is three. I said three strikes and he's out. Jay Gruden's more patient than I am. This is one of the better punt returners in the NFL. And he is having a terrible time at it. Jamison, get back to your form, man. You're better than this. You're so much better than this. I need you. Make a play, dude.
Gasser.
Running game. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what you see on Wednesdays and Thursdays that makes us think, yeah, this has a chance on Sunday. It doesn't. The running game stinks. There's one game this year where running backs have averaged at least 4 yards per carry. One. We're talking about one. One game. And that is against the Los Angeles Rams when everybody got to run against the Rams. The running backs are bad. The whole running game is bad. The design is bad. I don't know if Callahan of Callahan Auto Parts is bad at this part. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I wish I did. I would give them the recipe to fix it. And I know everybody wants to run the ball. Run the dang ball. Establish physicality. Your prison's on offensive lines about dominating in the trenches. You can't run it. Please never run it. Stop trying to run it. It's a waste of time. Do what's effective. What's effective is Kirk Cousins back there with a chance to see the field, a bunch of different receivers, getting rid of the ball quickly. Do that always. If you got a misdirection occasionally and draw somebody, ooh, catch him napping, little read option action, do that. I'll enjoy it. I'll have a great time with it. Running the ball is stupid. Thank you.
Cornerbacks without Josh Norman. Did Fabian Moreau get hurt, leave the game at one point? Did Joshua Holsey get hurt, leave the game at another point? Cornerbacks held up very nicely. Quentin Dunbar had a first-series interception, drew an offensive pass interference, had a big pass breakup in the first half. Bashaud Breeland covering Alshon Jeffrey like a blanket. Jeffrey, two catches for 37 yards, not a factor. Torrey Smith, zero catches in the game. Nelson Aguilar working against Kendall Fuller was really the only option they had for much of the night, other than Zach Ertz, who just torched DJ Swearinger. That should have been a gasser at some point. But that said, the cornerbacks played really well. Your calls are next. Who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? There are lines open. Your first chance to weigh in on the Redskins and the Eagles. 800-636-1067. You're next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.